Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks, Vibrant Living. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I want to say that I have the honor of working with Ty Cole, an architect with buildings and structures, but she's also the architect of your deep message. She's an explorer. I feel like when I work with Ty, my whole brain comes alive, my whole soul. So,
thank
Ty,
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Likewise.
So, Ty, I want to tell you this story, because I know one of our themes today is your faith is your fortune, your faith. You know, that when we trust, we kind of live that way, and our body is a little bit like a Geiger counter, gives us feedback. And it's one of these meetings you're going to be talking about at Harvard University. Kind of tell out our body, you know, kind of speaking from our body, speaking from this sense, this sensation of intuition, this sensation of being able to really convey something from a vital place. So I was in Stowe, Vermont. God, Stowe, Vermont is so, so wondrous. I also want to announce today we're going to have a regular show in Stowe, a regular format in Stowe, in the Stowe area in Vermont. I met this wonderful people. I want to tell you and introduce you to Mary Skelton. And I called Mary up because she's got an inn in Stowe, Vermont. And when I talked to Mary, the first thing she told me somehow very quickly, and this is the whole thing about your faith is your fortune, because in some ways I was feeling a sense of like, wow, I really want to stay at a place with someone that has a very unique mission, a very unique inspired mission, someone that dreamed something. In one moment of their life was going a certain way, and then they felt really moved. And so Mary gets on the phone, and within a minute she tells me that 2 years ago, on Veterans Day, she had this vision to build a condo, which she saw clearly in her mind, a beautiful condo, and make this condo available to service people, to people in the military. And she went up and she started to draw a picture. And I said to Mary, I said, as you tell me this story, I want to be able to assist you in making all kinds of connections. And I thought, our good friend, Dr. Bill Pettit, a psychiatrist who works with veterans. And I'm gonna introduce you to Mary Skelton right now. Mary, welcome.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm happy to be here.
So when I spoke to you that day, I really felt, as I often do, that this wasn't just about staying at your beautiful, beautiful condo that where military people could go and have 7 days for free. I really felt it was the beginning of a relationship with you, where you would be an advisor. You'd be an advisor to Vibrant Travel. And also, as I said to you, I really want to support your story. Share with you, first of all, I want to deeply welcome you. And tell the story, because the way you told it to me when I was sitting in the kitchen, I had goosebumps. So 2 years ago on Veterans, 2 years ago Veterans Day, What happened?
Okay. 2 years ago on Veterans Day, it might have been the night before the actual holiday, I just felt a need to do something, some mission, some project that was going to be useful, helpful to other people, that had the opportunity to grow and perhaps inspire other people to do the same thing. And I have this 150-year-old home with an attached carriage barn. The upper story of that had never been finished. It was just raw storage space for the hay for the horse that used to live there 100 years ago. And I said, that could be an apartment. That could be a condo, fully furnished and equipped, beautiful space that I could offer to veterans and active military folks to just come and relax, recharge, reconnect, rejuvenate, whatever they need, that space could provide. And I was so excited, I never went to sleep. At 4 o'clock, I had the place completely decorated in my head. And the next day, I sort of percolated on it a little bit more before I started talking to my children about it to see if they thought I was totally insane. But my son, the Marine, said, Mom, you could do that. You could do that. So I did.
You know, one of the things my teacher used to say to me, Mary, he would always say, forget about the facts. You know, he would tell us that when we use our imagination, we need to feel it real. We need to let that be the guiding radar. And so when I work with people, a lot of times how we're taught on a linear level is we're taught that we got to find all these facts. Not that you don't want to explore something, but oftentimes, see, there's people like you, there's people listening right now that, you know, they have a notion like that, but they don't move with it. Is that something that you had other times in your life? Did you have a vision or a dream or something that really moved you? Was that a reference place for you? Did that happen before?
I think I've always had a fairly good sense of space and time, for lack of a better word. I just when I have a goal, I'm dogged about getting it. I just don't quit. It's like a dog with a bone. And I knew I could make this happen. It cost a lot more money than I anticipated. But by drawing in people that were architects, were licensors, were the town of Stowe was really helpful. You know, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I needed a team of people to work with me. And everybody was really very cooperative. The painters were amazing. The carpenter was fabulous. Everybody really got involved in the project itself because of the mission, not just because it was a place to build. It was a mission, and they spent a lot more time on it with a lot more detail. And they've come back to see it finished and furnished, and they're very impressed with the look of the place. So now I'm trying to get the word out so that veterans can take advantage of it.
And we're going to do that. We're going to award some veterans. I think it's 7 days at the condo. Kai Cole, I want to introduce you to Mary Skelton. And what are you curious about, Kai? What's bubbling for you as you listen to this story?
I love to ask questions about the magic that happens around our intentions. I love to hear that this vision of this wonderful space crept to you in the night and wouldn't let you sleep. And I'd love to ask Mary how else it's provided magic in your life. Has it attracted magical people to you? How does it continue to inspire you to this day?
Well, let's see. I'm 70 years old, so there's a lot of things that have happened in this 7 decades of my life that are memorable. I think the most intense probably was remarrying my former husband, who had ALS, which was diagnosed after we divorced for no good reason. But something really inspired me to forgive all the past and move forward, and we did. We had a wonderful final year together, and that was pretty intense. The other thing that happened years ago was I had a travel agency, and I decided that I needed to sell it with the change in commissions that the airlines were paying. It wasn't going to be feasible to keep it. So I had in my head 2 travel agency owners that I would be comfortable approaching about purchasing the assets. And then I figured out which one I really wanted to buy it. And then I figured out what the closing would look like. And I had him coming in a green jacket and a golf shirt and sitting at a round table. I mean, it was very, very clear in my head. And I got the asking price from him, And we sat around a round table. He had a green jacket on and a white golf shirt. We signed the papers, and everybody walked out the door smiling, which is exactly what I envisioned a couple of weeks prior.
I have a surprise for you today.
What's that?
It's my surprise. So usually who's with us is Maureen Carey, from Rhode Island. She has a magazine that goes out all throughout Rhode Island. And Maureen isn't here today, but I told her I was going to do this with you. I told her about it, and she's very excited about it, the magazine publisher. I'm going to see if she's going to publish something on this. But right before I said to her, I want to have Mary speak at our Vibrant Living Summit, which is going to be in Rhode Island. So I want you to come to the summit and talk to people about this wonderful vision and give a talk. And have you given any public talks about anything?
I have. I talked to the Rotary Club up here. I've spoken at our grand high school reunion spoke about it there. I've done a fair amount of local promotion for it.
Okay. All right. We'll be 100% with you on this talk. Now, what Kai asked you, I love, because myself and Kai, we build dream teams. We're going to be working. We're opening up Austin. Kai's an amazing snowboarder. She didn't say he was amazing, but I'm sensing she's amazing. That's my language. I'm giving that to you, Kai. Kai asked you this question that a lot of people are curious about, because something happens differently when we're on a team, we have our back covered, and people catch our dream or our vision. So I think Kai was asking, I'm curious about when you, it sounds like some really special things happen. It sounds like the contractors, the electricians, because you told me that they were very moved by your, I guess the question is, do you feel like when other people caught your dream or vision, it changed everything because they, in some sense, you spoke to their hearts. Like, there's something about what you're doing, Mary, that anytime I tell someone, it speaks to them so deeply. Did you feel that that was contagious to the other team members working on the project?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that the people that were, I'm going to say that they were called to this project to work on it, whether it was the carpenters or the sheetrockers or the painters or the people that took out the floor and dropped it by 3 feet. Everybody loved the mission. I think that a lot of people feel guilty, probably isn't the right word, but feel lacking that they haven't been able to do something for veterans. You know, they put a dollar or two in Salvation Army kettles at Christmas time, but I think the veterans are a special group of people that have missed the opportunities for people to say thank you for upsetting your lives, leaving your family, going off to heaven knows where. And I really felt that from three generations of military family members in my own family, that they weren't given the appreciation that they were due. So part of my mission is to encourage other people to do something, anything, to say thank you to veterans, whether it's you see somebody walking in the mall with a uniform on, just say thank you, tip your hat, just say thank you. And if anybody wants to go further and follow this model, I'm happy to share what I know about creating a space like this with them.
Let's give out your contact, and we're going to have Mary back on, Kai, and I think Ariel's there. Ariel, to give away some vacation to veterans. So any veterans nationally that are listening to this, how can the veterans be in touch, and then how can anybody else who's inspired, they're listening right now thinking, oh, my God, I want to be able to give this to a veteran. I want to be able to catch the vision that came to Mary 2 years ago and be able to provide a space to thank our service people.
Okay. My website is hobblein, HOBBLEINN. com. Hobble in. You don't need the www. I don't know why, but you don't. Hobblein.com. And at the upper right hand corner, there's a little button that talks about the loft at Hobble Inn. And that's where you can click to go and look at the property, see the bedroom, the kitchen, the dining room. It's really a very sweet space. We tried to save a lot of the wood that came out of the 150-year-old barn. So we've got lamps made out of barn beams. We've got flooring that was the original flooring, plain down and stained. It's absolutely fabulous. So to contact me directly, my email is mary@hobelin.com.
You know, I want to say, Mary and Kai and Ariel, that I was in Stowe, I want to say 16 years ago, and I had a meeting with some other journalists, and I told them when I was in Stowe, I would work with my clients on being paid for who they are. I would work with my clients on how to create your own career. I was working with speakers. And my colleague said to me, they said, Glenn, you're the man that gets paid to go on vacation. So that happened when I was in Stowe, Vermont. And I just always loved Stowe. And so to be able to bring the show there with Kai and our team, our Vibrant Living team, I was thinking about mounting that doing live, having a studio audience. We're going to bring this wonderful summit. We call it the Vibrant Living Summit, which is inclusive of vibrant medicine, longevity medicine, vibrant matchmaking. And by the way, when I met you, how my team changed, Mary, was I realized that you would be a wonderful contributor to Vibrant Travel. You're an innkeeper. You have a strong vision of community. You lived in Stowe for, I don't know, forever, a long time. Forever is a long time.
Yeah.
So I want to welcome you as a Vibrant Travel advisor and contributor. So last week we had Olivia Libby, who's a contributor and advisor to us, and she told me one day, I know maybe she relates to this, that one day she had become a lawyer, and she was in practice with her dad, and she drove by this property in the northeast kingdom of Vermont, and she said she sat there, and she felt this overwhelming pull, this like almost like something was pulling her. And she said, I'm going to buy this piece of property. And people said it wasn't a great piece of property. And the next vision was, and it's an unusual vision, was to get a sauna system from Finland, an authentic sauna system from Finland with a hot tub and a cold tub and have a deck. So she told a story last week, and she was saying that what happened through that was with her father, initially he was very sad about this because he wanted to be in practice where there was lawyers. But she said he came out to the house, he came out to the inn, and he put his arms around her and said, you know, I love you so much. And he goes, if this is your happy life, I'm with you in it. How did your life change when you opened an inn? And maybe, because I think when we were there, by the way, Kai, people come from around the world. They've been all around the world. When you go to this beautiful inn, Kai, which I recommend you do, so you can get a feeling of condo as well, people travel all the world to Mary's beautiful home. How has that altered your life, and what do you want to say about being an innkeeper? Because, you know, I'm an advocate of inns.
Well, I never thought I'd grow up to be a bed and breakfast owner, but I did, and I can't imagine doing anything else. It's so much fun. I meet people from, literally, as you said, all over the world. I have a map of the world on the second floor, and everyone is invited to put a star on the map that represents their home base. And it's every time I go up there, I'm just marvel at how they find my little tiny place. It's, as I said, it's called Hobble Inn. I've been doing it for 4 years. It's the home I grew up in. So it's just been great to share that property with people that happen to find me. It's great fun.
What are you curious about, Kai? Because you know Stowe. Yeah. What else? So Mary's in our new team member. We're going to be doing a regular thing in Stowe. I feel like when we deepen our team, we become more intelligent and awake. Listen, your life's precious. Enjoy. Stay with us for Vibrant Living. Mary Skelton, owner of the Hobble Inn. We got some other great things occurring, upcoming. So stay with us. We'll continue.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Vibrant Travel, Vibrant Living Network, Kai Cole, architect, personal alchemist. She's an alchemist. She helps people find the words, the language, and the vision to express what has meaning to them. Ariel Bonberg, he's our homeopath, our natural health healer in New York. I want to ask you about this whole thing, Kai, Mary Skelton. Mary Skelton's with us. She is a new Vibrant Travel advisor. You know, I was going to ask you, Kai, when Mary responded, what bubbled in you? What struck you about Mary's response to how this altered her life, or how, in some sense, this built an international family of people that come to stay in Mary's place from all around the globe?
It feels like a fantastic opportunity. We were just talking about magic, and this feels like magic to me. The fact that Mary was able to have this very vivid vision on many occasions and then walk right into the realization of it feels like stardust on Earth. So I personally am very excited, one, to make your acquaintance, Mary, and two, to see this lovely space that has accrued so much energy and anticipation and is such a gift to the world as it is. Thank you so much, Mary.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you. I hope you can come. It's really a lovely little town. And
yeah, I want you to come. I want you to go there, Kai. I want you to bring your fiance, because and I'm excited because we're going to be doing regular things from Stowe. And thank you, Mary, by the way. How you also changed my life is that really the travel's an opportunity to trust. So from the moment I spoke to you, I felt you were family, and I felt like my life had changed. I felt I had a new family member and a new tribe, a new team member. Tell a story about Stowe. What's your favorite story about Stowe?
Well, let's see. My dad was a ski instructor there in the 1930s. My dad was one of the first certified ski instructors in the country. He was also served in the 10th Mountain Division during World War II as a ski instructor. So he was recruited by the owner of the Mount Mansfield Company to come to Stowe and teach skiing. And that was in the 1930s. And it was a handshake deal with the owner. And the owner said, I'll send you a letter of confirmation and we'll pay you $5 a week plus tips and room and board. My father jumped all over it. So the letter never came. And so he didn't show up for work, thinking that perhaps Sepp had changed his mind and didn't really need him. Sepp Rusch was the gentleman I was speaking of. So Sepp came back to New Hampshire, where my parents were living, and found my dad and said, why didn't you come to Stowe? And dad explained that he never got the letter. And the guy said, I'll double your salary if you come this weekend. So for $10 a week plus tips and board, they came to Stowe. Bought the house that I now own in 1948. The war came along, so things changed, and he came back to Stowe and bought my house in 1948. So I've been
That's
there
wonderful.
Off and on most of my life so far.
Mary, I feel like you're going to be with us many, many times, and I'm so happy you're part of the Vibrant Living family and what you're doing. As I said, I'll be introducing you to Dr. Bill Pettit, who works with veterans that has had stress and traumatic challenges, and I could just see one of the officers is going to call, and so Mary, we're on the story together now. We're on the scene. We're with you.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, is there anything else you want to leave with the audience? Or Ariel, if you have a question, if the audience has a question, is there anything else you want? Leave us one more time with your contact and what you'd like, how you'd like people to be in touch with you and why.
Any emails that come to me would come through my email, which is mary@hobblein.com. The website is hobblein, and the way people would apply for a week would be to specify what week or weeks, alternative weeks, might work for them, and a copy of their DD-214 discharge papers or a copy of their current military ID, either would be fine. And I will respond to every request.
I appreciate you so much, Mary. I'm so enthused, and I know Kai gets. I'll speak for Kai in this situation. She's not just a great snowboarder. She's also an appreciator of Vermont and the wonder of Vermont. So I know we're the whole Vibrant Living team is excited about our travels to Stowe and having you be part of the team. And we'll be back in touch about awarding some of those veterans right on our show, right on the format, Mary, with you. And I want to talk to you about the dates of around when you can come give your talk, which we're going to support you with 1,000,000%.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you, Mary Skelton. Appreciate you.
Glenn, it's been a pleasure chatting with you again, and I look forward to future communications and guests together.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. I wanted to, Kai, I probably never told you this yet, but I'm going to tell it to you now. Ariel, are you in your proper place as a Secret Service agent from Israel and also the New York coordinator for Vibrant Living in New Jersey? Are you there?
Yes, and all operations are underway.
Thank you, because we need you there. Because you do consciousness security, and your spirit contributes so much. And I want to thank our new wonderful team member, Maya Berkowitz, who just won. By the way, she won a fashion show in California. And I think she had $30 to play with the most outrageous outfit from recycled and used clothes, and she was number one. She told me she was sitting. They announced her, and she said she didn't realize she won. It was like, who are they announcing? And I go, Maya Berkowitz. And she was thinking, that's me. So we had such a good meeting with her yesterday, and she's such an appreciator of you, Kai. You have a new family member coming in. So I met Tony DeMarco when I was 19. She's still around. She's a world-class model. I met Tony DeMarco in New York City. I was walking next to her. I knew her book called The California Way to Natural Beauty. And she told me something that I kind of knew a little bit. The secret was that cosmetics, a lot of them, are pretty poisonous. Well, you know, anything you put on your skin goes into your blood, it goes into your body. So I was 19, and I had really bad acne, and the only thing I kind of knew intuitively and obviously was when I ate a pizza, my face looked like a pizza. But no dermatologist said that to me, and it seemed like the answer was always some drug you'd put on your skin. So I went to, Tony invited me to her apartment, which in my world was like a huge world. And it turned out that Tony had known some people. She knew a couple, Champion Toich and his wife. His wife was physically blind, but if you sat with her, she could tell you exactly what you were thinking, what happened in your early childhood. So he would do sessions, and Tony had been to them. And part of the idea was that this is Champion Toy did those unusual studies, these studies that, as an example, they would tell a teacher that a class were the smartest kids, and they weren't. They would, in tests, they were considered slow learners. But Champion Toy did all this work around the world about like consciousness and expectations and what really is fundamental. We're going to call for here to greater happiness, here to greater happiness. Anyway, I changed a lot of my life then. I started to really pay attention to not putting things on my skin that were toxic. I started to pay attention and I met people and I started reading the earlier stuff on the environment, cosmetics. We did a series about 4 years ago on the truth about vitamin D, the skin, and suntan on sunblocks. And we learned from the series that a lot of the reason we use sunblock it's actually, it gets in the way. You don't want to get burned, but you could use things as an example, like aphrodisiantrum. Aphrodisiantrum, I hope you're, and you're a better spelling than you thought, I could feel that. You might know how to spell it. So aphrodisiantrum is a seaweed, and it's a super antioxidant. If you take it for about 2 to 3 weeks, it will protect you internally. It's a super antioxidant. And it's also, you know, you could start to, I'm really an advocate of using organic, a very high-grade organic. But all this to bring you to our next contributor, our next Vibrant Living family member, Kate, who owns the Vicky Salon Hair Studio. I call her, by the way, Kai and Ariel, I call Kate a hair artist because I realize one of the things I want to warn you guys about is if you want to grow your hair, don't use a lot of the products out there. Because what's happening is you don't want to ever let your temple, your body, get poisoned because you want another result. So, Kate, are you there?
I'm here, Glenn.
How am I doing? How am I doing with my introduction for you?
That was great. Thank you so much.
I want to introduce you to Kai Cole, my wonderful producer, and my she's like another aspect of my brain in the sense that really Kai just brings things to another level. And Kai is she's a holistic fitness trainer. She helps build messages and brands just like yours, where you could go to a salon and not have parabens and artificial colors. You know, one of the things about salons is that the air itself is fairly toxic. So the fact that you said to me, Kai and Ariel, Kate said to me she wants her vision is a place where people could be healthy, experience new beauty, and have products that are natural and as organic as they can be. So she's my hair artist, by the way, I'm not using any artificial chemicals. That's right, you're an official hair artist now. It changed your life, didn't it, Kate?
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna open up to the Vibrant Living panel. I live a mile away from Kate, and I have the honor of speaking to her, kind of in the same vein of how I met Mary. And our focus today is your faith is your fortune. So sometimes facts get in the way. I want you guys to realize there's a level of, we'll call it intuitive radar. So as soon as I heard your voice, Kate, and I heard what you're doing, I was so inspired to come see you. And everybody said to me, this is the best haircut I ever had. And we're both praying for more hair. That's all we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And so Kai, I want to have Kai see what bubbles in her, because Kai is, you know, she helps people all around the country and the world pay more attention to things that matter. You have a mission and this morning, by the way, Kate, I spoke to a personal branding photographer, April, and I told her about you. I said, you got to meet Kate. She's an Amherst, by the way. So, Kate, I want to open up now to Kai with questions about Kate's mission and vision about having a place that people could experience more beauty without toxicity and that the products themselves, and we'll mention a product that Kate shared me from a company in a moment as well. That's a non-toxic product. Kai, I'm ready for your curiosity and question to open this game to another level, please.
Yes, Kate, I would love to ask what beauty means to you. Being in such a profound position to help people with their anything from their self-image to their self-confidence, and ultimately their exterior looks, but what does beauty really mean to you?
Well, beauty to me is it all starts from the inside, and you know, you can feel really great on the inside, and sometimes you want to feel that on the outside. It gives you the confidence. It really helps power you through certain things. So for me, it's about making people feel on the outside as good as they feel on the inside, and just having that confidence to just take on the day, any challenges, anything that comes their way.
Excellent. And how has beauty manifested in your life, other than your profession, of course? What are the beautiful things that you're grateful for every day?
Oh, well, I'm grateful for, of course, my being able to do what I love every day. It's not a job for me. It's my passion. It's my love. It's fun. I get to hang out with my friends all day and meet new people. And I'm grateful for I have a beautiful daughter and a family. And so it's really, I think being happy and passionate about the beauty industry and what I do has made my whole life very happy and beautiful.
Okay, I want you to stay with us for this next segment if you have the time, Kate. We're going to do something very special in the next segment. Actually, this segment is so special. It's you. So why don't you go ahead, give out your – by the way, I love Kai's questions and I love your responses because I think the culture kind of – I think the chemicalized culture of cosmetics kind of says, well, you're not too pretty, you're not too beautiful, whether it's underarm, which clogs – I mean, women is an example. Using – and men, some of the stuff they use, it clogs up your pores. And so I feel that one of the most significant things if you're on a path of radiant well-being and vibrant well-being, you don't want to use these kind of chemicals. What's your website so people could see you and get a sense? They're going to, when they come to Amherst, they could visit you. You're a Vibrant Living team member. You're in our inner circle now. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. You can find me and the salon at Vici. It's V-I-C-I, hairstudio.com. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. And on our website, it shows kind of the services that we do. It shows the products we carry in our salon. You can meet our staff, and you can book appointments online, which is really convenient
and you're
for
gonna,
people.
I think we're gonna send you away. We're gonna send you and your family someplace on a viral vacation. So next time, you're gonna tell me what it is. All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I my life's better having met you. The Colorproof line. The company was kind enough to send me up this product. I'm using it. I'm very happy with it. It's a chemically free, PETA approved, chemical free. So Colorproof is that one of the lines you carry. Now, on this segment, Kate, Ariel, and Kai, I just want to check. We got Amy. Do we have you on the line? Are you there, Amy? Amy. I wonder if we have her. I'm going to tell you what we're going to. So I'll tell you a little about Amy. Amy's being anonymous because she works at a company. Oh, well, I guess we're gonna pause and come back, and I'll introduce you to Amy, and I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna help Amy with. All right, stay with us, everybody. Listening to Vibrant Living. It's only beginning now.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Vibrant Living. This moment, this is your Vibrant Moment. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Ty Cole, Ariel Bonberg, and Amy. I want to say, and of course, Kate, you're there. Okay, I want to introduce you to Amy. I want to tell you what Amy's mission is. So the name of this segment is The Thunder of Your Message, The Thunder of Your Message. So we hear from Kate how she fell into something and married, how they do something that just it moves them so deeply because it speaks to their mission, it speaks to the wonder of the relationships, and it you know, they're happy doing what they do. So as you said, Kate, there's no work in that, really. It's a different kind of work. It's well-made medical, right? All right, so this is my – Lisa, first of all, welcome. Lisa's going to just be sort of anonymous, and what we're going to do is we're going to have Lisa tell her story, and I'm going to introduce you, Lisa, to give people a sense of what you do. And you would like to take what you do and go basically do it full-time and expand. So here's what – and you guys, I want you to – I'm going to ask an opening question. And, Kate, I want you to participate with us. So this is what
– Okay.
This is what our mystery contributor does. She is a – works with nutrition. She has a scientific background. And the really unusual thing she does is she has the ability to kind of, if you will, read people's vibration, the vibe, the sense of what's happening in their field, through their voice, through different things that she's learned. And she helps people with things like Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, energy issues, emotional things that afflict them. And she's discovered this over many years. And now she is ready, because I believe she works in a company where she doesn't feel like she skips down the trail that she's going. She really would like to move and thunder her message and have people pay her for who she is. How did I do? Is that accurate, Lisa? Amy, sorry.
Nice job, yes.
All right. So the panel's right here. They're wonderful. So what would you want to share with them? Because I want to start to have us reveal the thunder of your message so that when you articulate what you do, it's so wonderfully distinct that people they'll travel another 100 miles. The idea is there's no generic, that when you sing your song, it's so unique and distinct, and you have that. So what would you like to share with the panel and the people listening today about your work? What's your story?
The people that find me are the ones that kind of have lost their direction. The medical community has said, you know, it's all in your head. We can't help you. And how I help them is I assist them in healing themselves. And in order to do that, we go back into the history. Because the body doesn't dysfunction for no reason. There's always a trauma behind it. There's always history. There's always something that's keeping it from functioning optimally. So,
what's your story? So tell us. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure you put in your story.
Okay. Well, I kind of got dragged into this kicking and screaming. It was not in the plan, but I myself developed cancer 10 years ago. So when that happened, you know, I keep myself in good shape. I exercised every day. I ate properly. Mm-hmm. I did all the right stuff. And I set on the mission of trying to figure out where it came from. And in the 6 weeks between the diagnosis and my surgery, I eliminated the cancer with natural methods. So what I found out was that cancer showed up as the result of accumulated trauma in the body. And I said, oh, my goodness, I have to do this for people so no one else has to suffer with what I suffered with. And it's been a journey since then, accumulating teachers and methods and creating things as necessary to assemble a strange assortment of things that I can offer people.
I want to say on the inside that I'm working with Amy personally. We're doing some work together. And Amy's going to do a little series. And the vision of the series is that Amy could bring this work to a whole new community of people. And talking about community people, I want to say that Kai Cole is an architect of tribes and teams, and she's my beloved co-host. Kai, what are you curious about? What do you want to ask Amy about her work?
My favorite question to ask is, how do you keep going every day? You know, we all have profound stories that ignite our flames from the very beginning, but it's always my curiosity to understand what, on a daily basis, keeps us moving forward.
It's helping people. It's like one of my most regular clients who's become a good friend called me a few years ago and said, it's not an emergency, but I can't stop crying. And I said, that sounds like an emergency to me. So I started working with her pretty much on a daily basis for a while, and she's doing much better. But to see that kind of transformation in people is what gets me very excited, to see them get back into that path of where they should be going is what gets me excited.
And by the way, so you're moving to the Western Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Okay. I say that because Kate has a hair salon. I want you to introduce Kate, who's got say the name of your salon so you say it better than me, Kate. I want to make sure it's clearly stated.
Yes, it's Vici Hair Studio and Beauty Bar.
All right. Well, I'm curious, Kate. What are you curious about when Amy talks about herself? What intrigues you? What curiosity? You know, what would you like to ask Amy? What makes you wonder?
Oh well,
it's
I love that.
By the way, Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn, my name is actually Lisa. You keep renaming me Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
I apologize. Thank you. You know, it's funny. I name people's books, so I gotta let them keep their regular name, though. I kind of keep the book name.
Yeah. Well, I was almost an Amy, so you must have picked that up energetically.
Thank you, Lisa. You're one of the best coverers ever, by the way.
But go ahead, Kate. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. I just love what happens with the whole changing the lifestyle of eating and exercising, and what you put in and outside your body kind of goes with how I feel about hair products and what my mission is in my salon. So I just
It's huge. Yes. Well, I tell people you wouldn't put garbage in your gas tank. So why would you put garbage in your body and expect it to function optimally? It just can't. You have to give it what it needs. And the same thing with your products. You don't want to put toxins onto the body because it's just going to absorb them. So we have to be very cognizant of what we're exposed to on a daily basis.
How much? We were doing a series. I think you'll find this interesting, Kate, and Kai and Arielle. We're doing a series with a woman from Australia, Dr. Cabot. She wrote a book called The Liver Cleansing Diet. We're doing the series. By the way, I never knew how many people are on liver waiting lists. There's so many people waiting for a liver transplant. So we're doing the series. We did a 40-part series on the liver. That's a lot of shows. We had the first show up, we had 40 calls, and people were calling us from the Bahamas. And this one woman called us up, and she's listening to the show, and she says, oh, my God. She goes, I'm living above a dry cleaner. And she goes, I realized from listening that my health was fine. And she says, I just put together during the show that living above a dry cleaner, she told me she was sick since she moved in, but never put the two together. So it's kind of a – do you find that people Lisa, do you find that people are doing things that – are obstacles to their well-being, obstacles to their health, and they don't know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's people that are doing it and are sabotaging themselves because of an underlying trauma, an underlying limiting belief that I don't truly deserve to have a wonderful life. Because
of
something that happened
example,
to them when they were five.
What's an example? What's an example that, trauma is a very popular word. A lot of people, what is the trauma in your work?
Trauma could be, you know, I lost my dad when I was 15. Could be, you know, my brother tried to kill me 35 times before I was 9. It could be, you know, I lost my job. It could be any number of things. And you may code something as a trauma that your twin brother who was standing next to you didn't even notice. Because everyone perceives things differently.
Right.
What I pick up as a trauma, if I'm working with someone, I start out with, give me a wish list of the way you would like your life to be. Anything that's not the way you want it to be, And then we go back and we investigate that after we clear the traumas that come up and the limiting beliefs that go with it. And we use that list to make sure that we got everything. Because if everything was functioning optimally, you would have those things that you wanted. You would be in that place that you wanted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I want to share this. Don't tell me this. I talked to a scientist a couple weeks ago, and for the last 15 years, she wouldn't go into the ocean. She wouldn't swim in the ocean because she told me she was way too scared of sharks and other creatures in the sea. And then she said she had this, she described it as kind of a clearing. She's a homeopath. Like you, Ariel. She's a homeopath. And she said she took a homeopathic remedy, and she went to, I think she was in Israel. Elena was in Israel. And she said for the first time she's at the beach, instead of not going in the water, 15 years she didn't go in the water. And then she said after having this clearing, this obstacle that she always was so used to, what changed her mind was, there's enough room for the sharks in the ocean, and there's enough room for me. And she went and enjoyed the ocean.
Awesome.
What do you think about that, Kai? She said that she pretty much, something that had been a total obstacle for her that she was terrified of. She just started to live differently. Ariel, I realize I want to ask you what's bubbling in you as Lisa speaks about her work. And what are you curious about her work? The idea is we want to give her a message that she could, on her website, on her cards, in her own awareness. Yeah. What are you curious about?
So, first of all, I really resonate with her message, you know, as a homeopath and a holistic healer, because I agree also the fact that, you know, when we look at our physical health, it's not just a physical surface component. You know, there's also deeper, more core components as well, whether they're mental, emotional, spiritual, otherwise. And I really appreciate and I really commend that method and that approach. With that being said, I'm very curious that you mentioned before that you used several natural methods to cure your cancer and to move on and to reach that level of resonance. I'm very curious to know what exact natural methods did you use?
Great question.
I used supplements. I'm trying to think of what they
Any
were.
Any specific?
I used ESIAC, which is the Canadian Indian method of curing cancer. I used Graviola, which is a rainforest cure. I used MCS2 and DIM.
Wow, interesting.
And the surgeon said that it looked as if the tumor had self-destructed. And when
the surgeon said what? Say that one more time. We only got like a minute and a half to go. What did the surgeon say?
That it looked like the tumor had self-destructed. And I went to the oncologist, and the oncologist couldn't find cancer in the tissue that was extracted. So we went back to the original slides, and he said, you did have cancer before. You do not have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's such a wonderful blessing.
So okay, great.
Good for you. Wow.
So the ECR formula. Yeah, that's so beautiful. It's an ECR formula, and it comes in many. It's, among other things, it's got Turkish rhubarb. It's got a whole. But that formula, they've tested it where that they've tested people's toxicity level. And as an example, a lot of people don't go to salons. The natural healers say that only go to places that are chemical free. So that's so beautiful about what you're up to. And so the ECAC is a very deep cleanse, and I think John Kennedy knew about it. It was a very, of course, as you could see, a lot of times people don't hear about stuff because we don't hear about a lot of stuff. It's almost like there's one opinion, and the second opinion is more of the same. Kai, you have any things you want to leave with the audience today? I feel like this. By the way, we will have Lisa back on our series on thundering your message, the thunder of your message, how to speak to people in the most unique way so that you could have a blue ocean. A blue ocean is having your work. A blue ocean is having no competition. So your work is if there's no competition, your competition is obsolete. That's how we're working with Lisa. Great hearing. By the way, Kate, thank you for coming on today. I'm going to introduce you to that photographer, April. Thank you. I love having you on. I love what you're doing there. Arielle, thank you for that. Love your question. And I guess I'm going to hand it over to Kai. And check out Vibrant Living Network. Vibrant Living Network. We have a one-of-a-kind educational program to have you not just become a host, but a world traveler, a vibrant world traveler, and also a writer. And if you really want to make a new whole new world of connections and be in a team of other entrepreneurs that are really committed to well-being, creativity, and another level of lifestyle prosperity, join our team. Kai, I'm going to leave it to you today. I'm going to leave people with the outgoing message that's moving that you could share with them. Are you ready?
I love to do this. I like to pull a Glenn and say that your life's precious. Enjoy it.
Join us. Glenn, didn't you? Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Kai.
That's a great way to end that off, Kai.
That was brilliant.